I'm Susan Young, Chair Pro Tem of the KPFT Management Selection and Review Committee. This is our meeting of, what is today? June 27th, 2003. And Madam Secretary, would you be kind to take roll?
I will do my best. I'm working from the list I have, and it's not alphabetical. Richard has an excused absence. Ted Walpole.
Richard has requested an excused absence. Let me deal with that first. Is there any objection to granting him an excused absence? Okay. Hearing none, he has an excused absence.
Thank you. Ted Weisskull.
Ted, you're muted.
Ted,
you're muted. Okay, why don't you keep going and we'll come back to Ted.
Teresa Allen.
She's connecting to audio.
I think Ted's on by way of his phone. Can you say what the magical number is to unmute?
There he goes. He just did it.
Ted Weisskull is here.
Thank you, Ted.
Okay.
Marianne?
Ted, would you do us a favor and remute? And mute yourself again. I think you're in a basketball game or something.
I think he's over there at the tennis club. Thanks, Ted.
Okay, great. You said Marianne, right?
Okay.
Present.
Marianne.
Present.
Hi, Marianne.
Hello.
Nancy Sabaira Naratomi. Was here a minute ago.
Nancy, present.
Thank you, Nancy. Adriana Casanave. Sean Kelly McPherson.
I am in fact.
Present. And Wally James.
Here.
Okay. Madam
and
Chair.
And what am I, chopped liver?
Joseph Davis. Yeah. Joseph Davis. Susan Young.
Susan, here.
Madam Chair, you have a quorum.
Excellent.
Did I miss anybody? I don't think I missed anybody.
I know.
That's Nancy. That's Mary Ann. That's Teresa. That's Robert. That's Sean. I think we're good.
Okay, great. Minutes of the prior meeting. There are corrections that are needed. Is there a motion to approve?
Do we want to make the corrections before we approve?
Put them forward.
So moved,
okay,
subject
sorry.
To the corrections. I move approval subject to corrections.
Okay. Is there a second? Thank you, Wally, for the second. At any rate, okay. And so the two corrections are Wally James, actually, we don't need a second in committee. Ted will remind me. Wally James attended last time, and Sean Kelly McPherson attended last time. Is there any objection to approval of the minutes as corrected? Hearing none, they're approved.
No objection.
Announce results of officer elections. Well, that's a big oops. I followed up with Terry Goodman, and he said, oops, didn't send out the ballots. So there's no way that he will have those done by today. So everybody on the committee, please look for your ballot because it'll be coming out after today's meeting. There were two nominations in the meeting. One was Susan Young for chair. The other one was Jane Seidler for secretary. By sending out secret ballots, there can be write-ins. Okay, NDAs. I apologize. It's taken me a long time to get the NDAs out of National. There are lots of things that are happening there. I forwarded them to the entire LSB. The person who is supposed to gather them up is the LSB secretary. And basically all of the national committees are relying on the local LSBs to have NDAs for all LSB members and to be able to vouch for them for those who are serving on committees. As a practical matter, the Pacifica National Board policy is that unless you have an executed NDA, you do not participate in confidential conversations. So if we were to go into executive session, you didn't have an NDA, you would not be able to participate, even if you are an LSB member. Furthermore, if you breach the confidentiality, there are repercussions, and that is listed in the NDA verbiage. So please familiarize yourselves and get all of that back to Richard. Are there any questions about the NDA? Okay.
Madam Chair, I do have a question.
Sure. Is that Teresa?
Yes, this is Teresa. I am driving through Tennessee. I will do star six to mute myself, but I think that if I try to unmute myself in times past, I've seen that I have to get off the call and dial back in. Just so you know, if you have my NDA on file from the LSB and also the PNB, do you need another one for this committee?
We're asking for everyone to sign the one now that's been provided, so we're sure we all have the same form and it is collected by the secretary at the same time.
All right. I will send that again.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. It's a pain in the butt. Okay. Discuss the IGM evaluation process. At our last meeting, we discussed meeting more frequently, more quickly, because the IGM is coming up on his annual evaluation. There perhaps should have been one. Is that Sandy?
Looks like Sandy.
Pardon me?
Okay, Sandy, because we're talking about the IGM evaluation, may I ask you to recuse yourself from this meeting?
Sure. I'm asking for an excused absence instead of an
absence. Okay, great. Thank you. So let me just ask, is there any objection to accepting an excused absence from Sandy? Hearing none, Madam Secretary, will you add that to the minutes?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so several of us looked around for are there examples, and frankly, it would appear that none, that the only LSB that can provide information about and documentation about their GM evaluation is KPFA. I have forwarded that to everybody. It is both the job description and the evaluation survey that was used. So everybody should have those in hand. Let me suggest that this is probably a good place to start for several reasons. One, it's an example for an LSB evaluation of a GM. It's not something from a different organization. The second thing is it's recent. So we're not going back to examples from 10 years ago. So I have provided that to everybody, and I'd like to open up the conversation about ideas that people have for how the evaluation process should proceed.
Teresa for the stack.
Mac on the stack.
Okay. So on the stack, the first one they have is Mac.
Teresa
was actually before
okay.
me.
Okay. I apologize. Teresa.
I just wanted you to know there is a more recent evaluation of the WPMW GM, but I don't care which one we use as a template, but we really should have a self-evaluation and an evaluation of our general manager based upon interim general manager based upon the senior job description. I think our job description is probably different than KDFA general manager or WPFW general manager. So wouldn't we evaluate according to the job description?
Yes. First, I think the idea of a self-evaluation as a starting point is frankly best practices and makes sense, because that way the person is able to express what they think their accomplishments are, challenges, areas where they would like to make change. I think that's a very valuable place to start.
Just one follow-up question. I believe that our executive director has sent a self-evaluation to all of the general managers, I guess at least a month and a half ago, maybe even longer. Would we want him to do a separate self-evaluation for us, or would we use the one that he gave to her?
So I agree that we should look at the self-evaluation form developed by the executive director. It may be that, I think one option would be that when the GM fills that out to send to the executive director, can also send that to the LSB, to the Management Selection and Review Committee, in a confidential communication. So,
all right, well then I'll step back for now, and I might have another question after Sean.
I think that's great. Let me also say I'm not sure whether we have a current job description for the KPFT GM. There was a posting for KPFK because they did a general search with a KPFT, and we can't get into any detail on this, but there was a sort of an emergency transition. And so I think there may have been verbal communications, but I don't believe there was a posting. So if we need to get into any more detail on that conversation, it needs to be in closed session. And perhaps, let me say, perhaps one of the places to start is with job description. Because not only do we need that for evaluating the current GM, at such time that there is a posting for a permanent GM, we need to have a job description to post. Okay, Sean.
I may have misunderstood what the question on the floor was. I was going to say that I've looked at the KPFA job description, and I think it so closely aligns with KPFT's needs that I would suggest that we adopt it, as such. But like I say, after Teresa, I'm not sure I completely understood the inquiry at hand.
So let me just comment on the job description. The job description does not get adopted by us. It gets adopted by the ED. And there are three job descriptions I've seen, WBAI, KPFA, and maybe KPFK. And I agree with you that the KPFA one, everyone hasn't seen all those and we can circulate them, but the KPFA one seems to be the most, to me, to be the most straightforward and agree most closely with what the job is at KPFT. And it has an evaluation form that runs in parallel to that job description. So I see you, Robert. So I think one of the things we need to do is to get clear with the ED how to handle the whole question of job description. Robert, you have your hand up.
Yeah, well, shouldn't this come from the ED and or, Joseph Davis may have a job description from a year or two ago.
Actually, his is from about 10 years ago.
I don't know.
He provided me some information, but it was based on the evaluations of Dwayne Bradley. So it's not current. And he gave kind of a summary of what they had done, but he did not provide the actual materials. Is that Teresa? Have you got your hand up again?
Well, could I just say that,
no.
You know, we could get some guidance, I think, from the ED and to that, wasn't a station manager selected from the list of finalists that KPFT came up with a year or two ago for another station, manager selection for another station. That
manager select. Hi, Joseph. Joseph Davis has joined us. Jane. All of that was done with a previous ED, and there have been more recent actions with this ED. So I think you're right. What we need to do is to seek guidance from Stephanie. Additionally, you know, the NIDA, the financial management organization, had worked with us in the last year about things like HR procedures. So the more recent information we get from Stephanie will reflect that that consultation. Robert, do you still have your hand up, or is that Teresa? Hold on just a minute, Teresa. Yeah, Robert, have you finished?
I see a hand for a phone number with 1438 on the end.
I think that's Teresa.
No, it's not. I'm 0359.
Oh, okay. So then 1438, is that Nancy? Nancy, do you have your hand up? Back on mute. Are there others who have questions?
Teresa for the staff.
Thank you. Teresa, go. Oh, okay. I guess Nancy seems to be unmuted. Is that Nancy? Nancy, do you have your hand up? Okay, Teresa, go ahead.
Okay. Can we get an understanding right now, Susan, that you will contact our executive director and you will find out if Sandy has received a self-evaluation and what job description she used when she reached an agreement for him to serve as interim general manager. Can this be been given okay for you, or maybe you and another person, to have that conversation with our executive director. Can we ask that now?
So it's hard to hear you, but let me repeat back what I think you're asking, and my answer is yes. I will follow up with the executive director to ascertain the following. Current job description for KPFTGM. The status of the self-evaluation of GMs being implemented by Pacifica at now, and a question of whether we would be able to use that self-evaluation in confidence as a part of our deliberations. Is that what you asked for, Teresa?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Do you want to ask if there are any objections?
If we call it a motion, I can put it in minutes.
Great. Okay, let's call it a motion. Is there any objection to that motion? Hearing none. All right, I'm looking at our agenda. Are there other questions, suggestions about the IGM evaluation process?
Yeah, this is Joseph.
Hi, Joseph.
Yeah, are we going to, I assume we're going to do the normal evaluation process for interviews, staff, and the programmers to find out how their interactions at the station are.
Go ahead.
What are we doing besides looking at a job description? I didn't get the link to the meeting, so if you discussed it earlier, I apologize.
We did not. So what we looked at was the process used at KPFA. And a major piece that I'm just realizing, I don't know, was whether that survey was used with the LSB members only, or if it was used in a 365 type of review with staff members and fellow and others on the station management team. So that is a question. Regarding, I think that Joseph, what you're asking is whether, and it is not the standard practice, it was what has been done sometimes, not always, has been MSRC interviews and meetings with people who report to the IGM-GM. Is it your recommendation that be a part of this process?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, otherwise, how can we, because part of the bylaws requires how the environment at the station, the working environment, it also requires the interaction between the programmers. So it just gives them a chance to kind of give their input and to see how much support they're getting and if there's, you know, again, it's not a matter of trying to find fault. It's a matter of trying to find out what's going on. The purpose of the evaluation, after all, because we don't decide anything. We just do an evaluation and we're letting the national office, the board and the executive director know what's going on to the best of our ability. And then it's up to them to take that information. So I just try to make the evaluation as give them as broad a picture. Cause you know, we know things that they can't because they're not here. So that's my point, is we just want to try to get anything that refers to the duties of the manager. And we did use a standard GM description from Pacifica before, and we just made a itemized list of it and just kind of went through each one, like what have we done about CPB programming? What have we done for, what is the current membership levels? How has that changed lately? What's the status? What is the funding? I mean, you know, again, we're just making a list, we're looking at it, And again, it's not, we're not even judging because right now we have such low membership. We just have to give the numbers, give the report and let the chips roll where they may. It's up to the executive director of the national board to decide what they want to do. As far as, you know, I've been down to the station recently and I don't see any particular problems. But I haven't, you know, done anything in depth. So the point is just to do something that's as thorough as possible so that the national office can make a good call. So let me stop there.
Sure. So I think what I'm hearing is one is that there might be measures and that these are things that can be looked at over time, both for an individual's performance and for year-to-year performance generally. And so I think that's one of the things we might think about, like membership or meeting budget or, you know, whatever. And so it might be nice to have a standard report card that can be looked at now going forward and possibly retrospectively. The other thing is finding ways to get input from those who report to Sandy or report to the GM. Let me not use his name. Report to the GM. They're a part of the process that I believe I heard Stephanie say that she is doing is, and I think she explained this to us, is a, sort of like a corporate culture survey, which goes to the question of, is this a good place to work? What are the problems with working here? And that may be a good tool, similar to the self-evaluation. It might be a good tool because it's being put together with professional input from HR. It's a standard being adopted for Pacifica and that will compare station to station so that there are not big differences in the way that stations perform this function. So I suggest, and then also I'll find out if the KPFA survey, who all filled that survey out? Does that help, Joseph?
The what you're talking about, the kind of the culture thing, that kind of sounds like it's more broad-based. It's just really important that, and all we did before was we just made sure we got a contact list for the programmers and the staff and let them know that they could contact any member of the MSRC and we would schedule a block of time that anybody could come in and talk to us and say whatever they wanted to say. And we would try to encourage them to make it, you know, if there's a problem, fine. If there's something they really like, fine, whatever, just come in. The point is we want to make sure that people feel like they have the opportunity to give whatever they want. And then it's up to us after we've talked to everybody to see, kind of what the consensus of the input we're getting is.
So let me suggest to you that if people come just piecemeal, it's not a broad sample.
No, it's not piecemeal. We're inviting everybody.
Understood.
We can't make people tell.
Understood. But to say a consensus, a survey does a better job at a consensus than who shows up to meet with. Because for one thing, when you meet with people, even though we will be keeping this confidential, you lose your confidentiality. So I think that providing an opportunity for people to address members of the committee may be very valuable in terms of building communication between the committee and staff. My suggestion is that a survey is a better way to measure the broader the broader set of opinions, because those who come forward are self-selecting. It's not the whole.
I just want to make sure, because we, in some of the evaluations that we did, we had multiple reports of employee harassment that was reported. And being that it's an illegal activity, you know, again, if we just got it from one person, we pretty much just discounted it. But the fact that we were getting it from multiple employees kind of gave us the understanding that, okay, this needs to be examined seriously. So I just want to make sure that whatever means we're getting to get information out of people, that we're going to get the full spectrum of information.
Let me bring up, if people are making charges of harassment, those are very serious and need to go through a whistleblower procedure, not just come as anecdotal to the LSB. So I would encourage the ED, the PNB, whatever, to put in place a whistleblower procedure, which, by the way, is something that you have to check off that you have when you file your 990. I don't think that the LSB is well structured to be the body that deals with legal complaints. And there are other places in the system that have basically collapsed themselves over those kinds of disputes.
Teresa for the staff.
Teresa.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just concerned that we have a consistent process, and I would suggest that we ask Stephanie this question. Do we have a whistleblower plan in place? Who gets the survey in our 360 evaluation? I know on the national level it's called the 360. So who does the executive director recommend that we send these surveys to? And do we also, in addition to the survey, set up individual sessions with people that want to give additional information? I think that Stephanie Wells has experience in that and will tell us whether that is appropriate for this information. Why do we?
It's very hard to hear you, Teresa. Teresa, apologies. It's very hard to hear you.
Okay. Well, I don't know how much you heard, but I'm saying the evaluation is called a 360. That's what we're doing on the national level. And I would encourage us to give you permission to ask Stephanie that question when you talk with her. Who gets the survey in this 360 evaluation? So it's consistent between among the five different stations. Okay, so who gets those? Who does the survey go out to? And the second point is, ask Stephanie whether it is appropriate that we have individual sessions with the LSB and individual personnel, HR experience to know whether that is appropriate or whether we're just talking about the survey. But also ask her whether the whistleblower program set up, she needs to be done so that she would know that the answer to that question. Thank you.
There? Okay, so, Nancy, I hear that you wish you're on the stack. Teresa, may I feed back to you what I think I heard you say?
Yes.
Number one is surveys, both the internal survey that is, or survey efforts that are underway at national, who all is filling those out? For the KPFA one, who all filled those out? Get a sense from people maybe at other LSBs. Do they provide the opportunity for individuals to speak to the committee? And ascertain from Stephanie whether there is and what a whistleblower process should be so that it goes through a legal HR channel. Is that correct?
Yes. Ask Stephanie whether it's appropriate to have set a meeting, personal meeting with the LSB and individual situation.
Okay, I'll ask her if it's appropriate for the LSB to offer opportunities for individuals on the staff to meet with the committee. Is that correct, Teresa?
That is correct.
Okay, great. I think I can, we've got these, I think, on tape and I can remember them. Have you finished, Teresa?
Yes.
Okay, Nancy.
Yes, it was really hard to hear Teresa. If she would write down in an email, it would be easier because I could not hear everything. I heard some words. And about a survey, when we did the last evaluation of 2016, that was of Mr. Bradley. And well, I shouldn't even say his name. But anyway, the manager for 15 straight years. And we had looked at the process before, and we improved upon it. So we struck out the monkey survey, which enables the management to see all the answers. And we thought that was not good. So let's not make that mistake again. If we do a survey by email, it's got to be with more caution and respect for the programmers. So what we did is we let them come and tell the whole committee. And that's what we did. And it was really much more interesting than checking off a multiple choice survey, really was. Anyway, that's all. And I had tried many times to speak, and I had my hand up many times, and this is the first time for me to be able to successfully get through. I don't understand what's happening, but I keep hanging up and calling back in and thinking I'll get a, you know, better connection. That's all. Well, back to you, Chair.
We showed you for a while as being muted, then not. But still, I don't think you heard, you may not have heard me asking you to speak, or this is the first we've been able to hear you. So thank you,
yes,
Nancy.
I heard you asking, and I was trying to speak loudly, but it did not seem to be heard.
We got you now. Okay. Are there other recommendations about how it seems to me we've got a lot of very good recommendations about how to manage this process, and that I'd like to work with them all. Some of them will be in the minutes, but I'd like to come back and feedback to the committee an action plan that I will follow up on. Joseph, you've got your hand up again.
I just wanted to mention kind of the things that we tried to do. I mean, the way the bylaws and Pacifica is structured, there is no national office staff at any of the local stations. And when it comes to the two committees that are fiduciary, MSRC and finance, we unfortunately have to dig into things that, I mean, believe me, I didn't want to hear any of the stuff I got to hear when I was doing manager evaluations. And you just have to take it with your, it's a job. When we're delegates, we're a job and we have to do it. And it's important that we don't do, remember, the manager evaluation is not a measure of popularity. In fact, that's not even part of the job. That has nothing to do with managing the station or being program director. It's about, are they fulfilling the finances and the mission of the Pacifica and running the station professionally as a business? And that's really all it has to be kept up. And I do know that some people have asked about their personal opinions about any manager, whether it be current, previous, whatever. That's the thing, is that you have to, if you're willing to actually be part of a committee that's going to do on this, you have to just say, look, we're going to look at job performance and this, and the environment that the manager creates. And that's it. This is not about our opinions. We're not here to judge. This is not a popularity contest. This is just, how's this person doing as an employee for the foundation? Because that's who they work for. They work for the executive director. So, and that's the thing, is that, and I want to emphasize that, is that we have to do this. And unless the new executive director is going to provide some kind of a resource that can take the place of people here in Houston, they're 1,000 miles away. There's a lot of things that we have to make sure that people here who need someone to talk to can talk to a real person and get some support. Because if we don't show our employee support, we're setting ourselves up for lawsuits from our employees. So we don't want to do that.
We're setting ourselves up for lawsuits if we insert ourselves inappropriately in employee actions.
We're board members. We're board members and delegates. This is our job by law.
The local station board does not have the fiduciary responsibility. The national board does.
Actually, it's delegated in our bylaws, which have been approved by the state of California. We are required to do these things. That's just the law. Doesn't matter whether I like it, you like it, or anybody else. The bylaws are the bylaws. They've been approved by the state of California.
You and I can discuss with attorneys where this resides. Okay. Are there other matters to discuss today? When does it make sense for us to have our next meeting? We have not established a regular meeting date. We wanted to move forward quickly because July 1 is basically the current IGN's annual date of employment. Is there a recommendation? Okay. How about July something?
July 3rd? Next Monday?
How about July 10th?
That's not a good thing. That's the 4th of July parade the next day.
How about July 10th?
9th, 8th.
How about July, let's see, 9th?
July 10th, 8th, what time?
7th, July 7th.
July 7th is a Friday?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't like the 10th?
10th is a Saturday? I'm sorry, sorry, sorry. Okay. Never mind.
10th is a Monday.
10th is a Monday?
Monday the 10th of July?
Yeah, I'd like the 10th.
Does anyone have an objection?
Yeah, I really don't like the 10th, but if it works for, because we've got an LSB meeting that week.
July 7th is a committee of inclusion at 7:30 Central Time. So 10th would, just has W, the W's, our meeting, no KPFT meeting.
Okay, so why don't we do the 10th? 6 o'clock.
6 p.m. Central Time on the 10th of July, MSRC.
I'll make sure it gets on KPFTX.
Thank you.
And then hopefully on the 10th, you'll have all of the answers from the ED and maybe even the self-evaluation that has been filled out and a copy of a potential evaluation form for us to approve.
Will do. We'll get on it.
Question.
Did you have a question?
Yes. Is there a reason why the information was not on KPFTX? If I'm out of town, I'll have to call in by phone. And I also want to make sure it's possible for me to get the information to get on by checking KPFTX.
We sent it out by link.
I didn't get it. Nobody sent me anything. So,
are you on the LSB list yet?
I don't think Richard's done that. So.
Okay, then that is my bad. Okay, we need to get that corrected. And my apologies for you're not getting the link. We were a day late and a dollar short.
Question though, is it going to be on KPFTX or not?
Yes.
If that's something I can check, then that gives me something solid. Thank you.
Right.
Susan, this is Nancy. Can you please, when we get a new board member, the secretary is supposed to send a acknowledgement and the contact information to the PNB secretary, who's Nancy Sorted, and Nancy's supposed to tell Otis. But I mean, you can put both of them on the same email and then both of them get it maybe quicker. And then Otis will automatically put Joseph's name in on all automatic reminders and et cetera, et cetera. So this is really late. could you sort of talk to Richard, or do maybe you can do it yourself? I don't know, as chair.
We'll do. We'll do. And I appreciate the recommendation and the information, Nancy. It's excellent.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. We've decided on the next meeting. Is there a motion to adjourn? Okay, I think Teresa moved. Is there any objection? We are adjourned. Great, guys. And I'll try to follow up with all this information right away, and Jane will be drafting the minutes.
All right. Well, thank you for chairing, Susan, and thank you for the minutes and your work, Jane. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you,
and
Joseph.
Thank you all for showing up. We appreciate it.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye, y'all.
Good night.
Thank you all.